Coming to the Old Fitz Theatre this weekend, Sport for Jove, a wonderful company specialising in original, compelling and energetic new theatre, present Harold Pinter's Betrayal, directed by Christabel Sveed. Prepare to be captivated by Pinter's famous reverse chronology, examining the anatomy of an affair from end to beginning, scrutinising the corrosive nature of betrayal in its many forms. It is a play for our times, and Andrew Cutcliffe, who plays Robert in Harold Pinter's Betrayal, joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, Danny. How are you, mate?
I really appreciate you getting up early to have a chat with us because of you're like in the middle of the tech week. How's everything going so far?
We're only the beginning, but it's been pretty cruisy, at least, you know, always is for the actors anyway. Actors complain a lot about tech, but we do the least. So we just stand there.
I should note that I am recording this interview, Andrew, so that's going to be there for time immemorial now that you've said that.
That's all right. We can be self-deprecating sometimes.
Can you tell us a little bit about this play? And I don't know whether for you to tell us it in reverse chronology or do it sort of normally.
Put me to the test. I can barely speak English as it is. I've been regurgitating this over and over, but I very humbly think that it is Pinter's best play. Mm-hmm. It's a genuine masterpiece. Like it's every time we reread it or redo it from the beginning to the end, or even when you kind of just go over the same part over and over again, you just keep discovering little gems that he's kind of plastered throughout the whole piece, and it's a very beautifully crafted piece of work. It's a proper piece of art,
yeah,
as a piece of writing, yeah.
And obviously, you would have been well aware of the work before going into it. When you got the role, was there any specific parts of the story that you're really looking forward to sinking your teeth into?
It's funny you say that. There were parts that I was like, oh, this would be the fun part, and this would be the funny part, et cetera. But as it turns out, those parts became, I'm not going to say the least interesting, because the whole play is fantastic and there's no kind of dead parts of it.
Yeah.
But the parts that seemed to be the least colourful or interesting have ended up becoming the most interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, you're playing around with chronology with this one, so playing with time. You're also playing with space. The Old Fitz Theatre, it's an intimate performance space. What sort of awesomeness does that present when you're putting on a work like this?
Well, I walked into the theatre yesterday. The three actors, we'd spoken and heard a lot about the design from day one that Mel Eertz has done, the set design. She's also doing the costume design as well. But we walked in and we were blown away by the apparent simplicity of what they've done, but it makes the Fitz feel somehow big, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want to give too much away, there's not a huge amount to spoil because it is, you know, apparently simple to look at, but what they're doing with it is really incredible.
Yeah.
It's one room and they've made it feel, yeah, big and very different.
And it's cool where production design can sort of mirror what's happening with the work.
Absolutely. Yeah, it really does. Well, in terms of playing with time, there's, again, I don't want to give too much away because I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but there is a little bit of media used, and the play is very much a memory play about how people remember things correctly or incorrectly, or everyone has a different truth, reality, I guess. Yeah. And the design definitely plays on that, the passage of time. And how sometimes time can pass and it still feels very static.
And Harold Pinter's Betrayal, very much aligning with Sport for Jove's artistic mission. You're doing sort of new and interesting things and providing a voice that might not be there otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a bit of a resurgence in Pinter in Sydney. There was just the ensemble.
Yes.
They did the double Pinter. Mm. But it's, they're not plays that we get to see often. I know the STC did Betrayal in 1999, I think.
Yeah.
And I could be wrong, but I think that was the last time it's been done, at least professionally. And there's very few parts of the play that really date it. It feels very relevant. It feels very now. It's very much a play for the times.
Yes.
But in terms of truth and how we're now in our post-truth world and reality.
We are,
media,
yes.
We sure are. And this play very much dissects that element of our humanity and our willingness to go along with what something that may not necessarily be true or otherwise. But it's, yeah, there's probably only one bit that I can think of, something that my character says that really dates it. And we obviously, Pinter is the Pinter, famous Pinter police that used to watch every Pinter show and make sure that every word and pause and silence was in there. I don't know if they still exist, but we are sticking true to it. We haven't changed a word or a pause or a silence.
Excellent.
So that's all still in there. But yeah, it's very relevant,
yeah,
even though it was written in the 70s.
I guess that's what, like, the thing is, you know the worth of a theatrical work if it can be relevant no matter what day and age it's played
Absolutely.
In. And that's testament to the fact that so far that the season 2025 for Sport for Jove, you've done quite a bit of Shakespeare. You've got Harold Pinter's Bertrand. And I believe the last thing you got planned for 2025 is Steve Martin and Edie Brickell's Bright Star.
No, that's what Sport for Jove is doing. I'm not in it.
Oh, well.
But, Sport for Jove, the company are...
Are you too busy, Roland?
Yes, they're their first musical, I believe. And
yeah,
it's the first musical Damien Ryan has will direct. So I'm pretty excited to watch it. I'm kind of glad that I'm not in it. But I get to... I'm really genuinely excited to see it.
Not enough musical time between now and the end of the year for you to become proficient in banjo.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Betrayal by
my piano accordion is not there.
Well, I mean, you never know. Betrayal by Sport for Jove, a love triangle with shattering consequences, kicking off this weekend at the Old Fitz Theatre. You can get tickets from oldfitztheatre.com.au or sportforjove.com.au. Andrew Cutcliffe, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast. I really appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of Tech Week and, of course, chookers to you.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.